Thursday. I was about to say I didn't know what day it was, but it's Thursday. I have my show every Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:30 right here on radio.dominican.edu. And it's cold today. It's very cold. I actually had to go home and change because I was just not wearing warm enough clothing. I was wearing like a cardigan and a tank top with black pants. So I changed into some boots and a sweater. So I'm a lot more warm. But yeah, the weather is just, it's definitely changing. It's definitely fall for sure. And it was raining last night. It was actually funny because it was like raining and I told my roommates, you know, oh, it's raining outside. So we all go outside and we all like hug each other awkwardly saying it's raining. And we went back to homework. It was a cute moment, but it was kind of like weird. But I do have a great show for you today. I have the usual gossip, you know, beauty tips, fashion, the best restaurants and worst restaurants here in America. And you may disagree or agree. I have some kissing tips for the relationship dating segment. And I have a cute fashion article. Cute accessories for this fall. So you better tune in. But let's start off with celebrity news. First one, Whitney Houston. And we all know that Whitney Houston passed away. But she has a daughter, 19-year-old daughter named Bobby Christina Brown. And it's for real that she is engaged to Nick Gordon. So there was a controversy with her boyfriend Nick Gordon for several reasons. First is the age factor. Bobby Brown is still 19, so she is still a teenager. Plus, she is mourning the loss of her mother, who suddenly died in February. But a bigger issue is that Whitney Houston took Gordon in as a teenager and raised him as her own alongside with Bobby Brown. So the family's uncomfortable that the relationship has turned romantic. Quote, no one knew that from a godson you would turn into a boyfriend, Whitney's brother Gary Houston says while confronting Gordon in the clip. Gordon shoots back, quote, nobody has to be in my business. Brown's view goes on to say that the family has wrongly made him out to be a bad person. Gordon himself isn't doing much to help his reputation. Last month, he took to his Twitter account to post a photo of himself behind the wheel of a car while pointing a handgun in the air. The photo was later removed from the social media site. In the new issue of People, he addressed the controversy, admitting it was a mistake in judgment. And so, late last month, the Houston family, spearheaded by Whitney's mother, Sissy Houston, filed legal papers asking a Georgia judge to modify the existing terms of the late singing superstar's will. Brown is the sole beneficiary of Houston's estate, so the family wants to restructure the inheritance payouts in an attempt to prevent anyone from trying to take advantage of her. The legal paper stated that Brown is a highly visible target for those who would exert undue influence over her inheritance or to seek to benefit from her resources and celebrity. No hearing date has been scheduled on the matter. And they also have like a Lifetime series called The Houstons on Our Own. It premieres Wednesday, October 24th. So, let's see. Okay, maybe the age difference is definitely like a factor. But okay, she's 19 and he's 22. I mean, it's not a huge age difference, especially once they get into their like 20s, or when she gets into her 20s. So it's not a huge age difference. It's not like she's 19 and he's like 26 or 28. Like, that's a huge difference right there. But I guess I can definitely see the point that Whitney Houston did take him in as a son. And so basically it's kind of like, even though Bobby Brown and Nick Gordon is not like blood related, but they did grow up as like brother sister, it's, I feel like that's a weird position to be in. It's, I mean, I guess you can say it's like kind of frowned upon society, but I mean, if they love each other, hey, do what you gotta do. But I definitely do find it weird that, you know, they are engaged and they grew up together, in the whole meaning of brother sister relationship. But you know, it's her life. You know, I hope maybe she realizes that it's wrong. I don't know, but I definitely like hope for the best for them and their series. I think maybe I should watch their show though. The Houstons on Our Own sounds interesting, and I actually do have that channel, Lifetime series. So the next celebrity gossip is police responds to domestic dispute between Lindsay Lohan and her mother, Dina. So a Nassau County police spokesperson told Reuters that officers received what they classified as a domestic violence call at 8 a.m. on Wednesday morning, requesting police assistance at Dina's home in Merrick, Long Island. The rep would not release any details about what sparked the argument between mother and daughter, and would only say that the investigation turned up, quote, no criminality. However, a report on TMZ had a few more details, most notably that Lindsay and her mother were clubbing together in New York City until the wee hours of Wednesday morning. So first off, before like I go on with the story, mother and daughter club, like that, I just find that weird. That's just weird. Dina, who's 50 years old, was reportedly wasted when they left the Dream Hotels nightclub at 4 a.m., according to the website. Although Lindsay has been staying in a Manhattan hotel since August, Dina wanted to return to her Long Island home. During the hour-long ride, the women reportedly became involved in an altercation. TMZ says that when they arrived at the house where Dina resides full-time with her three other children, things turned physical, and Lindsay reportedly told police she was being held against her will. TMZ later posted a phone call that Lindsay made during the limo ride while fighting with her mother. The actress called her father, Michael Lohan, with whom she had often had a strained relationship. Lindsay is heard telling Michael that the fight started over a $40,000 loan she gave her mother. She also tells him that Dina is on cocaine. A rep for Lohan tells OMG he will not be commenting on the incident. So basically, it just kind of got out of hand. And we also know that Dina and Lindsay were on like Dr. Phil, and it just turned into a bizarre interview. But that's another story. And then on September 19th, she allegedly struck a pedestrian on the way to the same nightclub. She was charged with leaving the scene of an incident while causing any injury and was issued a desk appearance ticket. Then on September 30th, police were called to her hotel room after she claimed she was assaulted by a man she met at a nightclub that evening. According to reports, the dispute started when Lindsay saw Christian LaBella secretly taking photos of her with his phone, and they got into scuffle. LaBella was taken into police custody, but his arrest was later avoided when the NYPD concluded there had been no assault. Yeah, that's just kind of a crazy story between Lindsay Lohan's mom and herself. I just think, like, I don't understand why Lindsay's mom is out partying at that age. I mean, okay, yeah, it's, you know, she looks good for her age, but that doesn't mean like you can go out and like go to a club with your daughter. I don't know how old Lindsay is. I think she's like, oh, 26. She's 26. Like, I don't know. I would think you would be over that phase, and you can do other things as a 50-year-old. You can do other fun things than go to a club. And just the whole dispute, I felt like, was out of control. Maybe they were both like drunk and, you know, they didn't know what they were doing. That's how it is, but they seriously need to get it together. Like, Lindsay Lohan is just, I mean, she was fine for like, I don't know, a couple months. She hasn't really been in the limelight for a while, but I don't know. It's just all bad. And so if you're just tuning in, you are listening to me, DJ Sugar, on radio.dominican.edu. I just wrapped up talking about Lindsay Lohan and her mom, you know, fighting, domestic dispute. And I was talking about Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Brown, engaged to Nick Gordon. And so our last celebrity gossip is, I don't know if you guys remember Nelly, but he was like, you know, rapper. He was detained after heroin, marijuana, and loaded gun found in tour bus. So according to the Associated Press, authorities report they found drugs and a loaded gun on Nelly's tour bus on Wednesday night near Sierra Blanca, Texas. During an initial search of the 37-year-old rapper's bus, Hudspeth County Sheriff's official said they found small amounts of heroin, marijuana, and a loaded gun. But on a second search, they found approximately 10 pounds of marijuana in a duffel bag. One passenger was arrested after admitting the drugs and gun belonged to him. Hot, that song, Hot in Here. Nelly was released along with five others. But yeah. Well, I guess Nelly should be a lot more careful. And I don't understand why he's carrying, you know, a loaded gun. And okay, maybe I understand that he carries drugs because that's, you know, they do drugs, whatever. But a loaded gun, like, that's kind of scary. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I will go on a quick break. But coming up is some beauty tips and some fashion. So don't go away. You're listening to Sweet Juicy Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. California girls. Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk on radio.dominican.edu. And so, if you're just tuning in, I was just talking about celebrity gossip, the usual, Bobby Brown, Nelly had drugs and a loaded gun in his tour bus, and Lindsay Lohan and her mom in a domestic dispute, violence. And so we're moving on to beauty, something that I like to talk about because I think it definitely comes in handy. So I just found this like little, like, you know, these tips on Tumblr because I'm a Tumblr freak. I have my own Tumblr, so I have a lot of beauty. I follow a lot of beauty blogs, and so I found this, and I thought this is definitely interesting and something that I can relate to and other girls can relate to for sure. It's just basically answers to your makeup woes, and it's definitely simpler than you think, and it's, you can find it useful and useful now or sometime in the future when you start using makeup. So the first tip is clump-free lashes. Whenever you apply mascara, make sure you wipe off any excess product on a tissue. Most mascara brushes will pick up a lot of extra product that will cake up on your eyelashes, causing them to stick together and clump. Wiggle the wand at the base of your lashes first, and then sweep upwards to get maximum volume and definition without using extra coats. That's definitely a good idea, because what I do with my, when I apply mascara, well, first, obviously, like, I curl my lashes because my lashes don't curl. And then I guess I sweep upwards, like they said. I don't, you know, wiggle the wand at first. I do that last for some reason. Or, yeah. And then it is true, like, you definitely see the clumps, and so it's good to wiggle it out because, like, you know, certain hairs stick together. The next tip is matte nail polish. Cornstarch is a secret ingredient for painters of all kinds. Pour a bit of your nail polish color of choice onto a piece of wax paper or foil and add just a pinch of cornstarch to the paint. Mix with a toothpick and apply to your nails how you normally would. The finish will be flat and shine-free. Very trendy, and you won't have to buy an extra top coat or special polish. That's really interesting. I never thought of that before. I've never even heard of that idea because I do paint my nails a lot, and you know, I'm kind of tired of, you know, just the usual colors that I have, and you know, it'd be nice to mix it up a bit. And matte actually is in. It looks really good as well. So the next is full lips. If you aren't a gloss girl, chances are lip plumpers aren't your thing. However, you'll still be able to create the illusion of plump lips. Simply apply a little bit of shimmery cream colored eyeshadow to the center of your lips. This will catch the light and make them appear more full. Also apply the eyeshadow to your Cupid's bow for extra pop. Yeah, I can't really do that because my lips are already full. So it's like, okay, I'm just going to stick to my my chapstick. And like, yeah, since my lips are already full, I don't use lip gloss. I use lipstick, but it's very like, very subtle. I don't use bright colors, which I actually should, because I've heard that, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of using like bright colors like red or coral. So I should start doing that. Next is less visible pimples. Nothing's worse than waking up on an important day and seeing a zit that's big, red, and ugly on your skin. First, soak a washcloth in hot water and apply this as a compress to the spot for 10 minutes. Reheat, wet the washcloth every few minutes to keep it hot. Apply a spot treatment with benzoyl peroxide. Then put an ice cube in a plastic bag and apply it as a compress for a few more minutes. The steam will open up and clear the pores, allowing for the spot treatment to work more effectively, and the ice will reduce the swelling and redness. For extra red spots, apply a bit of Visine to the spot with a Q-tip. Yeah, I mean, I've always had problem with acne, and basically, like, that does happen a lot. I just try not to. I've never really tried the whole, like, you know, washcloth and hot water and compressing it and ice cube and all that. I've never tried that. I have tried it with an ice cube. It actually does work in a way. It doesn't make it as, like, swollen. But yeah, all you have to do is just, like, wash your face every night. The next is lighten under eye circles. Brew a couple tea bags before you go to bed and keep the bags in the fridge overnight. In the morning, place the chill tea bags over your eyes for about 10 minutes. The cold will reduce the swelling and darkness, while the caffeine brightens and tightens the skin, making you look instantly more awake. I wonder if that, like, that will stay, if that it will keep it that way. Because, like, or if it'll only work for just, like, the day or for a few hours. I don't know. I should actually try that, see if it works. The next is long-lasting lipstick. For lipstick that lasts for hours without fading, apply one layer and pat away any excess with a tissue. Then apply a second layer and do the same. Dust some translucent powder onto your lips for an attractive matte finish and extra wear time. Thing is, though, like, I only wear lipstick for, like, certain events. Like, I don't wear it all the time. I just wear my my chapstick, my Burt's Bees. Next is glowing skin. For a naturally radiant complexion, pop a bit of your moisturizer or Vaseline onto your cheeks with your fingers over top of your blush. You only need a small amount. For best results, mix the moisturizer in with a bit of your blush. That's interesting. Mix your moisturizer with a bit of your blush. That's interesting. I never knew that for glowing skin. I think just for glowing skin, like, I just use bronzer. But if you want a more natural, I guess you should do the whole Vaseline and blush and all that. Next is smudge-proof brows. If you fill in your brows, no matter what you use, you probably have experienced some embarrassing smudging throughout the day at some point. To fix this, seal your brows with a quick swipe or clear mascara. If it doesn't have, to be expensive mascara. It will work all the same. I've actually never had that problem where I've smudged my brows, just because I never fill in my brows, because my brows are, like, are full enough that I don't have to, like, fill it in. But I've actually heard that before. You should just sweep, like, clear mascara so it doesn't, like, smudge it or anything. But if you're just tuning in, you're listening to me, DJ Sugar, on radio.dominican.edu with Sweet Juicy Talk. And I am just all about, you know, beauty tips. I've talked about long-lasting lipstick, full lips, matte nail polish. I just talked about smudge-proof brows. The next is stay-in-place eyeliner. One of the most popular questions is, how can I get my eyeliner from smudging? And that's definitely, like, a huge, you know, ordeal. If you're using pencil liner, run the tip of the liner through a flame for a second to melt it a bit. They will apply more pigmented and more smoothly, even to the water line. For gel or liquid, set your liner with a matching powder eyeshadow and an angled or pencil brush. The thing is with eyeliner, I only use liquid, and like, I don't use waterproof eyeliner, just because, like, it's hard to, like, take off at the end of the day. So I just use like normal eyeliner, and it does smudge sometimes if you do like touch it, or it does wear out like throughout the day. So I haven't tried the whole matching powder eyeshadow yet, so I should try that. And it is the top of the hour, and I just have quick news, and I'm guessing you probably heard already, is the Giants won. I was so excited. I was actually watching the game in class, but the Giants win division series with a 6-4 victory over the Reds. So I totally missed it. Buster Posey hit a grand slam home run to lead the San Francisco Giants to a 6-4 National League Division Series clinching victory Thursday over the Cincinnati Reds. Brandon Crawford and Pagan also drove into runs as the West champion Giants defeated the Reds 3-2. The Giants became the first NL team to trail 0-2 in a division series before winning 3 consecutive games. Under Major League Baseball's new playoff format, San Francisco had to win 3 road games to do so. San Francisco will play the winner of the St. Louis Cardinals Washington National Series. So congrats to the Giants. You know, everyone's, you know, pretty excited. I was in Calarega today and everyone was just cheering and whatnot. So good luck to the Giants. I'll definitely be watching. It's just too bad that I haven't been going to, like, their games. I've just been so busy. And it's pretty expensive. But I guess, like, I'm not a super, super hardcore fan. Because if I was, I'd probably end up going to the games. But I have been to a few, and they're super fun. And so I will take a quick break, but when we come back, I will continue a few more of those beauty tips and some fashion and the best and worst restaurants here in America. So don't miss out. You're listening to GJ Sugar on radio.dominican.edu. I wasn't finished dreaming about your lips. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Yeah. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. So much life in the city. You won't believe. Been awake for some days now. No time to sleep. If your heart is a pillow, this love's the bed. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Don't wake me up. Yeah. Don't wake me up.
up, up, up. Don't wake me up, don't wake me.
Welcome back to Sweet Juicy Talk here on radio.dominican.edu. So I'm going to continue with the whole beauty tips. I'll just give you a few more and we can move on because there is actually quite a lot. The next is, let's see, softer lips. Make your lips feel smooth and help your lipstick go on nicer by using brown sugar as a lip exfoliant. Mix the sugar with honey or Vaseline, and in a jar, it tastes sweeter. It tastes sweet and is very expensive. Inexpensive, my bad. That's interesting. I will definitely try that. The next is shinier, smoother hair. Before you hop out of the shower, rinse your hair with cold water. This will seal the follicle and keep the shaft from expanding and creating frizz. Once you're done styling, use a tiny drop of conditioner and work this into the ends of your hair. Just the ends. It just says just the ends in parentheses. With your fingers to keep your hair looking smooth all day. I don't know about rinsing your hair in cold water. It's just, if it's already cold enough, I don't think I'm gonna sacrifice myself to have just smoother and shinier hair. Maybe if it's a good day, but if not, I won't do that. Next is more effective moisturizer. If you have extremely dry skin, and this happens a lot during the winter, and your current moisturizer doesn't seem to be doing the trick, you don't need to spend a ton of money on a new version. Immediately after you wash your face with warm water, apply your moisturizer to your face while the skin is still wet. Really massage into your skin to boost blood flow and create a glowing complexion. Interesting. Next is mistake-proof eyeshadow. Going for a dramatic eyeshadow look, get your lines perfectly straight, and even by using a bit of scotch tape as a guide. Stick the tape to the back of your hand first to remove any excess stickiness, and then apply to your eye at whatever angle you choose. This also gives you perfect wing eyeliner as well. The thing is, I don't use eyeshadow. So, I mean, I'll use it only if I'm going out for an event, but that's very rare. So yeah. And the last one is pain-free waxing and plucking. Hair removal can be very painful, whether it's on your face or other areas of your body. If you don't have any numbing cream handy, try popping 200 milligrams of ibuprofen 15 minutes before you pluck or wax. Also, apply a warm, wet washcloth to the skin for 5 minutes to open the pores. Apply a cold compress afterwards to get a redness quickly. I mean, I'm used to it already. Like, I get my eyebrows waxed and, you know, it goes away. Like, what my beautician, I guess I should call her, is she'll just, like, you know, clean it up with alcohol, and she'll, like, put oil, like, just to, I guess to lessen, like, the pain. Yeah, that's the word, pain. Wow. So that's it for beauty tips. I'll post this on my blog because there's a few more. So if you want to know the rest, there's probably just like one. I might as well just finish it. There's one more. It's just to soften rough skin. So flip-flop season wreaks havoc on your feet, and winter's dry air can make your knees and elbows look dull and dry, which is very true. So fix this by exfoliating with baking soda. It removes your dead skin without irritating, and it brightens your skin as well. Exfoliating regularly with baking soda can reduce hyperpigmentation in the skin as well. So that was the last of beauty tips. And to move on, we will talk about some cute accessories this fall. The first is like a fringed bag. It kind of looks 70s like. It's like kind of a hippie bag. It has like those long frills, and it's a long bag. It's like a boho chic or vintage inspired type of bag. It's not my style, so I definitely would not buy it. But if that's your style, go for it. You can buy it at like A&E, like American Eagle. And let's see. This one is not working for some reason, but I can pull it up real quick. But in the meantime, while I'm waiting to open this, the next segment will be all about the 10 and worst restaurants in America. And you probably might agree or disagree, mostly disagree for the most part. But and I like food, and hopefully, like, these are places that I eat at. Because I know the first one is Subway. And I don't really eat Subway, though. I mean, I only go to Subway when I have to. But other than that, like, I go to other sandwich places around town. So I almost have this up. Thank God. So the next one is Shady Lady. It's basically rounded eyeglasses. Like, it's eyeglasses, but they're really round looking. Apparently, they're the new aviators, because I remember when aviators were like in. I wouldn't wear it. Again, it's not, you know, my style. The next is boots, but they're different kind of boots. They're like, they have buckles on it by the ankles to tighten them up a bit. So like, and it's not my style once again, it's not my style. And plus it has like a little heel to it. Next is snake rings. have definitely been in. I've definitely seen a lot of them. Like, if you go to Forever 21, or if you just go to any, like, boutique, you know, a lot of their accessories, like, have snakes, and it's definitely in. But I would never wear something like that. It's just not me. Man, all these, like, you know, fall accessories, they're just not doing it for me. The next is a floral scarf, which I definitely see myself wearing. So this is my style right here. It's a floral scarf. For example, like navy in the background. So like the base is navy or dark blue. And it has, you know, just the floral print, you know, with different types of flowers and whatnot. You can get one from Air Postal for $15. Next is a turban, something like that. It's like what the girls wear. It's like a hair accessory that will actually help tame the frizzies or wick away sweat. This turban is just the thing for you. On the flip side, you can use it to cover your ears while running from class to work on a chilly night after like class or whatever, and during the winter. And it's okay. Like, I don't know if I would wear it out in public just because I think it looks good on long hair, but it also does look good on short hair. Like, I feel like some girls can pull it off if you have like a pixie cut. I don't know. I feel like I can never pull anything off, especially when it comes to just like hair accessories. Like, cool. I think if I were to do it, I would wear that turban if I had long hair again, but my hair isn't that long. It's like shoulder length, so I don't know if it would look good. The next is friendship bracelets, and basically it just has like affirmations on it and different colors. I actually saw some in Macy's a couple weeks ago or last week. It's okay. I mean, I wear a bracelet all the time. I don't take it off, but yeah. The next one is by the collar. Triangular collar accents are huge in the fashion world, but what about a scalloped edge laser version with rhinestone detailing? So you should wear it over a sleeveless dress or top and then pair it with a cute sweater once the temperature drops. I definitely find that weird looking. I mean, I guess you can wear it if that's your like fashion style, like I guess preppy or very, I don't know. Yeah, very preppy or just very like straight edge. I don't know. I just find it weird. I would never wear something like that unless I had to, but no one's making me, so yeah. The next is gold glitter dusted sneakers are perfect for a boardwalk stroll after a day or the beach. You can get Vans glitter slip-ons gold true white for $55. It doesn't look too bad. It's similar to like the glitter Toms, like that came out, like the black ones, the pink, the silver. They're definitely, I think, cheaper. The Vans are cheaper than the Toms. I know Toms are a bit overpriced for shoes like that. I mean, I bought the plain black ones for, I think, $40-something. I'm not quite sure. I got it at Nordstrom's a long time ago. And the last is footsies leggings that turn into tights. That's pretty cool. Are pure genius. Leave them cropped at the ankle on warmer days when you want to wear sandals or flats. Then fold the toe pocket over when you're ready for boot season. That's pretty cool. I'm definitely getting some. You can get one at onehanesplace.com. For $10. It's called Hanes Silk Reflections Blackout Convert a Tight. It's definitely, that's pretty cool, actually, I might say. Like, because I wear leggings a lot during, like, the winter season, and I think that's a good idea. So, So if you're just tuning in, I just finished talking about, you know, some fashion fall accessories, you know, what's in. Some of it I don't agree with, but hey, if that's your style, go for it. So we're going to move on to the best and worst restaurants here in America. The first best restaurant in America is Subway. It gets a grade of A. Basically, like, it's a restaurant. It announced its limited time to plan to carry avocado and all the heart healthy fats found within in every one of its 24,200 U.S. stores. According to the company, roughly half the stores decided to keep it on the menu once the short-term offer was over. That's huge, not nearly as huge as the chain's other initiative. This year, Subway cut sodium by 15% in its regular sandwiches and 28% in its fresh fit sandwiches. If Subway weren't already America's healthiest restaurant chain, it certainly is now. And that's really good, like, for a restaurant to do that. Especially, like, you know, obesity is definitely a huge issue here in America. And just, you know, cutting down sodium and it's just, that's definitely good. And so if you're going to go to Subway, you might want to try the Buffalo Chicken Toasted Sandwich, 6-inch. It's 420 calories. Not too bad. And this is actually funny because it says eat this, not that. I actually, whenever I go to Subway, I eat the not that. It's the chicken and bacon ranch toasted sandwich. It's 570 calories, 28 grams of fat. It's good, though. The reason why is because of the bacon and the ranch. You know, bacon is good. The next is Red Lobster. It gets a grade of A-. Red Lobster is nutritional superstar compared to the other sit-down restaurant chains. The daily cast of rotating fish is the centerpiece of a menu long on a low-calorie, high-protein entrees and reasonable sides. The chain might even earn an A next year if it manages to put down the salt shaker. I had Red Lobster probably like 2 months, excuse me, 2 months ago, and it was pretty good. You know, it wasn't salty or anything. It was decent, I must say. So if you go there, you want to try the peach bourbon barbecue shrimp and scallops, 490 calories. But don't try the pecan crusted jumbo shrimp because it's 730 calories. That's quite a lot. The next restaurant is Chick-fil-A. I have not tried Chick-fil-A yet. One of my friends just keep asking me, like, oh, have you tried Chick-fil-A yet? I'm just like, no, because I know there's one in Fairfield, and they're opening one up here in Novato, which is pretty cool. And I know they've always had, like, controversies because of their religion, but yeah. So, and I love chicken, and I don't know why, like, I have not been to Chick-fil-A. So if you go there, you want to try the char grilled chicken sandwich. It's only 290 calories, 4 grams of fat. But you don't want to try the chicken Caesar cool wrap. I wouldn't try that either because I don't like wraps. I don't know why I don't like wraps. It just tastes weird. Next restaurant is Jamba Juice. So Jamba Juice makes more than a few faux fruit blends, beverages, unnecessarily weighted down with sherbet, sorbet, and other added sugars. But its menu has a ton of real deal smoothies as well. The chain recently added an incredible new line of a fruit and veggie smoothies, as well as new additions to its low-calorie food menu. All in all, Jamba still sits squarely near the top of a nutritional totem pole. So when you do go to Jamba Juice, you want to try the... It doesn't sound too appetizing to me, but it's called the Orange Carrot Karma Fruit and Veggie Smoothie. Yeah, about that. I mean, I'm guessing it does taste sweet, but I'm just not a huge fan of, you know, carrot juice. and stuff. But you don't want to try the mango agogo smoothie. I would definitely try that though, because it's sweet like that. The next is Starbucks. Oh, I love Starbucks. It gets a grade of B+. I mean, definitely it's not an A, but I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I've never really tasted their food. I've tasted like their pastries, and I drink a lot of their coffee, but I haven't tasted like any of their paninis or their, like, I don't know if they sell wraps and their breakfast food. I've never tried it yet. So you want to try the chicken and hummus bistro box and a grande cappuccino with 2 pumps of vanilla syrup. Sounds bomb. For some reason, I'm not hungry right now. I think it's because I had some chicken before I got here, so I'm not that hungry, which is not normal. And the worst is Cheesecake Factory. And Cheesecake Factory is pretty good, I must say. Like, their food is bomb. I always get their, like, their chicken. I don't even know what it's called. It's always a chicken plate, though. But I can definitely see why it's the worst, because of so much calories they put into their food. And so we shall move on to relationship. And so it's just a quick article that I found on Cosmopolitan. It's 8 kissing tips for when he's a horrible makeout. And we've definitely all had that experience of guys just they don't know how to kiss sometimes. So the first one is when he sucks really hard on your tongue. So when he starts to do this, you have to caress his cheek and gently pull your tongue away. And then he'll start giving you like these light kisses, and he would set the tone. I don't think I've ever had that experience. The next is he presses too hard with his lips. I've actually had that experience, and it's not fun. Sure, a little pressure is hot sometimes, but constant force hurts. Run your fingers through his hair and pull his head back a bit so his lips are lighter than yours. And I've actually never tried that, but yeah. The next is he makes you do all the work. He could just be nervous or clueless. Either way, make a game of it. Tell him where you want to be kissed and work your way up to the lips. Once he's there, playfully ask him to mimic you and show him what you like. It's sometimes good when the guys are like, are in control, because it makes it more passionate. But it's just like weird if you're just doing all the work. And the next one is he bites. Again, there's a time and place for it, but if you're a guy gets all Edward Cullen on your lips every time you kiss, it's time for an intervention. If it hurts, you should tell him. You should just say, you know, that hurts, let's try that again, and go in for another smooch. You can also say that while you like it, when he nibbles on your shoulder, you're not that into it, having it done to your lips. I feel like biting is kind of like a choir type of thing. Like, some girls like it, some girls don't. The next is he slobbers too much. Focus on his lips, gently sucking and kissing them. He'll follow your lead. Too much tongue action without any lip movement can produce excess saliva, and nobody likes that. That's definitely gross when a guy slobbers too much, especially when he's kissing. That's just like, ew. It's not even like attractive anymore. Next is his tongue doesn't move. There's nothing more annoying than a man who sticks his tongue in your mouth and does nothing. So set the pace by making the first move with your tongue and have him follow along. Eventually he'll get that this is what you like. And yeah, like, guys aren't so clueless, but they'll follow you if you just maybe make the first move. And last is he asks if he can kiss you every time. That's definitely a mood killer. Like, he's probably just nervous or can't read your signals yet, so tell him it's a turn on when he kisses you spontaneously. So that's definitely like a good tip if your guy, like, you know, does any of that, or if he's just like a bad kisser in general. So I'm at the end of my show, but Tune in next week from Thursdays to 4:30 on radio.dominican.edu. Also, there is no Penguin Press Pass tomorrow or the next week due to fall break day for students. It's like an academic holiday. But definitely tune in to my show next Thursday, again from 4:30 to 5:30 here on radio.dominican.edu. And so everyone have a good day. Just close your eyes.